You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Golden State, number one, they're the only team ever, only franchise ever, to be a minus money favorite. When you go back to Michael Jordan, you go back to Jordan versus the Bulls, and or Jordan and the Bulls versus the field, it was even money in Michael's heyday. Right now, Golden State is minus 200 or so to win the title. So relative to competition, Golden State is better than any team in NBA history. Fez, what's your take on them this year?
I think they're right where they were last year. I've got them equivalent in my power ratings. I think that the minus 200, RJ, is absolutely justified. And think about it. The big four last year, a lot of those guys got injured as the year progressed, and they're all healthy to start the year.
All right. So,
Quick take, RJ?
Yeah.
On the Warriors? Here's the thing with the Warriors. Last year, Golden State didn't value the regular season very much. Season win total was 67.5. The Warriors only won 58 games in that one. This year, you've seen that adjustment clearly. Even though Fez just got done saying Warriors are flat, season win total's down 6 from last year.
That's Brad Powers. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. We're counting up the top six NBA teams. Number two right now, based on title odds, Fez, Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics are 5-1 to win the title, supposed to win 59 season win games. I've upgraded Boston 3 points from last year, RJ.
Okay, so why?
Irving comes back, Gordon Hayward comes back, and that youth, that Tatum, is going to be a much better player. A lot of their young players are going to improve as well.
All right, so young players got a lot of experience. Young players get better, and to me, the question with the Celtics is integration. Is everyone going to be comfortable in a new role, in a role that's less, you know, where a Tatum is getting the ball in the conference championship at the end of the game? Well, if he gets the ball, Irving isn't, someone else isn't. Is there enough basketballs to go around?
It's certainly a concern. You had some great players like Rozier who saw lots of playing time. How will you respond getting less playing time with everyone back healthy?
Counting up the best NBA teams, we had Golden State 1, Boston 2. Based on title odds, number 3, the Houston Rockets. You've got Houston actually downgraded from last year 2 points per game. So what does that mean? If they were favored in a given spot by 8 last year, they'd be favored by 6 or so this year. This is one where if you're a TV kind of watch the NBA one game a week guy, you're thinking Melo adding to the number one seed in the West. You think differently because of the downgrade.
Yeah, I didn't add anything for Melo, and I actually downgraded this team 2 points. A lot of it is Trevor Ariza is gone, and he's a really good defender. And let's face it, Houston, why did they get so much better last year? Best record in the NBA, much better defense. I don't know if that's going to continue.
So Ariza, was there any other big losses in your mind for Houston?
No.
Okay. Ken, what did you think? Other than Ariza, do you think that was the only loss with Houston?
I think Houston's in a lot of trouble regardless because the Lakers got stronger, the West got stronger. I think, you know, the Melo coming in there is just cosmetic. He's too late in his career, RJ.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if he buys in and just has a very narrow, you know, if you just use them narrowly and he was a team guy, but again, history says probably not the case with Melo. We're counting up the best NBA teams. Here they are, the LA Lakers. You've got the Lakers upgraded, Fez, from last year by 7 points. How much is LeBron? How much is other factors?
Other factors are 1 point. I expected this team to have been better even without LeBron.
Why?
Youth gelling together, working together. And because of that, they should have been better regardless. But LeBron is going to add an additional 6 points to the Lakers.
All right, so 7 total points. And right now, they are 4th in title odds. Where are the Lakers when it comes to win total rankings? Because the title odds are a lot of recreational bettors. Win totals are more professional. Where do the Lakers rank with win totals?
They're in a tie for 7th through 10th in season wins. All these teams at 48 wins.
Okay, so that's fascinating. 4th to win the title, the Lakers, but tied with 4 teams, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th when it comes to win totals. It goes to show the casual fans more optimistic about the Lakers than the professionals. quickly here, 30 seconds each. We got Philadelphia, number five. You got them flat from last year. On one hand, the youth gets a little bit better. They've lost some role players. Any other thoughts?
That is the handicap.
All right, and what are the title odds for the 76ers?
They are 16-1, supposed to win 53 games, season wins.
And last one, Toronto. Toronto's up about 2 points based upon having Leonard come in and Danny Green, and they lost
DeRozan.
But we think you added up, new coach and everything. They still have Van Vliet, a very key. You love Van Vliet.
I do. I projected Van Vliet to be able to help lead this team to the Eastern Conference Championship. Not my best call.
Last year.
Yes.
But hey, there's always tomorrow.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Monday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers survive on Monday night. A 3-point win at home over the 49ers. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on Green Bay?
Well, listen, Vegas does it differently. It's not about wins and losses. It's about what's behind the wins and losses. Now, listen, sometimes the wins and losses tell the whole story. Team dominates. They won. Joe Fanny or Freddie Fanny Pack. He's eating his Twinkies. He's looking at his newspaper. Him and Fez are going to think the same thing. It's the times they think differently that's important. That's what we do here. Fez, scoreboard says, oh my gosh, Green Bay almost lost. I should downgrade Green Bay. And hey, who knows about these 49ers? They might be a 500 team. What do you say?
I think you not only should you downgrade Green Bay and upgrade the 49ers, I think you've got to make a significant downgrade because this final score, 33-30, frankly, Green Bay very fortunate to win this game. You could make the case that everything had to go right in the fourth quarter for Rodgers to pull this out.
Okay, so in the scoreboard sense, they were lucky to win the Packers. I think we could make the case they were lucky to win against the Chicago Bears week one, the Packers. We could make the case they were lucky to tie against Minnesota. So Green Bay very easily, like Cincinnati, we said, hey, they've won. Now they've won 3 coin flips and lost one. Well, when you're 3-1 on coin flips, you're doing better than average, right? Since he was 3-0 on coin flips, that's why we thought they were overrated. And that's one of the reasons we bet the Steelers and gave it out right here across the country to everyone benefiting. Packers, are they overrated because they've done so well in the coin flips?
I believe that they are, and I believe they'll remain overrated because let's look at these Packers. We can't trust them.
I didn't ask if they're going to remain overrated. I asked, are they overrated?
Yes, they are overrated.
Excellent. Okay, now, here's what I hate doing. I hate saying something as if it's gospel, understanding a big chunk of our audience is going to be like, wait a minute. That's not true, because most, or at least a large percentage, maybe half, you know, our research shows more than half the people that listen don't even bet. They just want to know what Vegas knows. I love that. But we really believe there isn't clutch. Hey, however good Aaron Rodgers is typically, yeah, if he's a great quarterback the first 59 minutes, he's going to be great the last minute. The idea that they get better late, Vegas, the analytics guys don't believe that. A lot of fans do. Joe Montana, hey, Super Bowl, Terry Bradshaw, he might lose this game or that game, but he's not going to lose the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers seems like he's one of the handful that you could make the case there is a clutch to him. So let me open this up. Fez, maybe you, Ken, maybe you. Is Aaron Rodgers clutch? Are the analytics guys wrong?
I believe that they are wrong, and here's why. Aaron Rodgers is gimpy right now. He's not at 100% with his knee. When the game's on the line, he's willing to take the ball and run, and he did that in the fourth quarter, and that ultimately was a big difference in this game.
Okay, now that's fascinating. So what we're saying is typically when Aaron Rodgers is healthy the whole game, He's going to play about the same in the last minute, and it looks like he's clutch because he's just mighty good. Last minute, first minute, all that. You're saying because he's protecting himself, Aaron Rodgers, due to his being banged up, that he's going to play differently in a game-deciding situation than he is in a normal situation.
Correct.
Ken, you agree with that?
Yes, 100%. There's no doubt that he got sacked from behind in a pass that he was able to get away. And when he came up, he grabbed his left foot.
What point of the game was this?
This was with about a minute 20 to go as he's driving on that final drive. And he reaches down, and you could see it in his face because they kept the camera on him to where he's like, gosh, dang it, now what did I do? And you didn't know if it's something relating to the earlier injury against the Bears. But the guy is clutch. The guy comes up key against the Bears. He goes out. We don't know if we're going to see him again, whether it's adrenaline, whether they shoot him up, whatever way he gets through. But in the end of that game against San Francisco, you saw him again reach to another level, and nobody throws the ball as easy as he does inside the last minute with the game on the line where it's effortless and it's always on the money, RJ.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Best bets here on Straight Outta Vegas. RJ, looking ahead to Tuesday night here, we have the NLCS going on. It is the Brewers with a 2-1 series lead over the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers go in to game four, a minus 150 favorite later on.
Yeah, and you got to wonder about baseball because on one hand, in football, when it's like a must win, let's call it, there's a real sense that team's going to play harder. But in baseball, you play harder, there's no real edge to it. If anything, it's pressure. And that's always the seesaw when it comes to a must win game. And, you know, again, going down in a series, it's not so much, you know, if you want to say must win, but the pressure's up, it feels like, off of yesterday's game with the Dodgers. And I just think in baseball that pressure's not a good thing. But the fans, or the bettors specifically, are like, well, Dodgers aren't going to lose another one. So I would have a lean, not a like, but a lean on Milwaukee. And I like dogs in baseball to start with. Lean on Milwaukee on tonight's baseball game.
Guys, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Steve Fezzik, our NFL expert, has this uncanny ability to predict line movements in the NFL. This time, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 3-point favorite at home against the Browns.
So this is an early best bet. Every Tuesday, tradition now, Straight out of Vegas, 6:50 Eastern or so, where Fez, you're going to give us a game you like, that you expect to move. Now, you're what, 3-1 on the picks, 3-1 on the moves? Am I remembering that right?
2-1 and 2-1.
2-1 and 2-1. Okay. So last week you got the pick wrong, you got the move right. You had the best line, but it didn't matter with Tennessee. Who do you got this week, NFL, and which way is the line moving?
I'm on Tampa Bay -3 against Cleveland. I bet -3. I think this line will go up, RJ.
So why'd you bet Tampa?
All about energy level. You nailed this last week. Remember, you went ahead and said, boy, this Cleveland Brown team, 5 close games, 3 overtimes. I'm worried about this team and how they're going to hold up, and they played very poorly against the Chargers. I think they're going to have trouble on the road here against Tampa because Tampa had a bye 2 weeks ago. So if ever there's a team that's going to be energized and have more energy than Cleveland, it will be Tampa Bay.
And we've talked about it. Cleveland has had, up until this last game, a historic number of close games. And that's physically difficult. They had 3 overtime games, the Browns. And it's emotionally difficult. They hit a wall. Now the question is, do they take a breath and recover? Or does the downward slide continue? When it comes to coaching, when you've got questionable coaching, like I truly believe the Browns have, I tend to think slides continue. And by the way, guys, Fez historically right about 70% of the time on line moves. So if you do like Tampa, bet it now. You expect it to go up 3.5 or more. Tampa -3, best bet early on Tuesday, Steve Fezzik.
We have another early best bet here. This time it's in college football, courtesy of Ken Thompson.
Go, Ken, go.
Well, I'm going to go with the Utah Utes. I heard Brad saying how he liked this team. I was at the game last year at the Coliseum, Utah, USC, in the third row, right behind the Utah bench. And Utah has a fourth down inside the 2-yard line. They go for it. They get it easily. They gain 7 yards on the play. They can then go for 2 to win it. They decide to do that. That's Whittingham style. they end up throwing in the corner of the end zone for it instead of just running the same play they would have easily gotten the two. When they lost that game, on the way back to my car, I was walking with Kyle Whittingham's brother, coach of Utah's brother. Me and my daughter, Kiara, we go to a game every year. We talked about that play. She said, that's my brother's style. He will do that 10 out of 10. Trust me, he'll have this game circled for next year.
Okay, so the theory is it's an aggressive style, but because it failed last time, there's a special revenge? Well, it doesn't make sense.
No, when you lose a game that you know you're the better team on the field.
You're saying because of the way Utah lost the game, that revenge
is mine right away.
All right, so we're saying, Brad, you think Utah is underrated compared to the AP, unranked in the AP. You have Utah, what, 14?
14th.
All right, so we got an underrated team, and Ken Thompson is telling us we got extra motivation. You combine those two, it offers value. So Utah is favored by 6?
6.5 at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Under a touchdown, you're fine.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.